I am not lying. This is the truth. It is stated by Vrindavan's Thakur. Therefore, let us lovingly call out, Jaya Jaya Hari Dasa.
Jaya Jaya Hari Dasa.
Jaya Jaya Hari Dasa.
Hari Das Thakur.
Please now envision this lovely scene. Haridas Thakur wanders continuously on the banks of the Ganga. He is happily chanting Krishna.
Krishna.
Not like this. He is happily chanting Krishna. Quite loudly. He is the first amongst those who are detached from sensuality. He is incessantly filling his fortunate mouth with the names of Krishna. Not even for a fraction of a moment did Govinda's name cease to dance on his tongue. Govinda! Gopal! Giridhari Shyam! Radha Radhanath! Radha Mulida! While he was tasting bhakti, from moment to moment, new feelings rose in his heart. Sometimes he danced all by himself. Sometimes he roared like a lion. Sometimes he loudly cried tears of ecstasy. Sometimes he laughed outlandishly. Sometimes he shouted out ferociously. Sometimes he fainted, falling hard to the ground. One moment he yelled out unworldly sounds, the next he stood and gave the profoundest of commentaries to these unworldly sounds. Squirting tears, horripilation, laughter, fainting, sweat, all of Krishna Bhakti's perturbations. As soon as Haridas Thakur began to dance on the banks of the Ganga, all these symptoms arrived and swarmed all over his body. In this way, his tears of joy dampened all his limbs. Even the most wicked of people were greatly charmed upon seeing him. So amazing were the goosebumps all over his body that Brahma and Shiva became delighted upon seeing them. From time to time, he submerged himself in the Ganga, laughing happily and incessantly chanting Hari's name. Krishna. Now you please think of what you have just heard and chant, connecting with Haridas Thakur.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Listen now to the secret of love. Sometimes a rich man will put his gold into fire, and when the gold melts, all the impurities inside will flow out. At that time, the gold will become more brilliant, more shining, more luminous, more pure, and those who see it will see the value which was hidden up till now. In the same way, Lord Krishna puts his devotees to severe tests. And when they go through these tests, the value of their devotion shines forward very brilliantly. This Lord Krishna did when he left Vrindavan for Mathura and later Dwaraka. His beloved gopis were standing up in this fire test, the test of love, the test of determination. And they have become very clearly the most brilliant and outshining examples of what devotees' devotion means. The same thing happened several times to Haridas. You all know how he was tempted by an ordinary lady of the bed. You know how he came out gloriously. You all have heard how Maya Devi, the powerful material energy, stepped forward on a moonlit night onto the clearing before Haridas Thakur's cave, exhibiting movements which would steal even Brahma from his self-composed equilibrium. You know how he initiated Maya. But do you know what happened when he was threatened with cruel death? Can you imagine the intensity of the flames which were all around him when he was whipped? Can you imagine how determined he remained? This is an example from which devotees since time immemorial have gathered tons and pounds of determination which they have imported into their practice. Listen carefully as I quickly try to narrate this pastime. Don't become disturbed, my dear devotees, that I am so undetermined and so foolish and so rascalish. Consider that even an ordinary person can take water and pour it over a Shalagam Shila, and then the same water which he has fetched from a well becomes Sharanamrita. So even I can take the words from this foolish mouth and pour them over the pastimes of Haridas Thakur, and then this will become Charanamrita, which can be accepted by devotees like you and drunk through the ears. Hare Krishna. Once upon a time,
to go a little low because it's so low. Once upon a time, the local Kazi went to his respected superior, the king of Bengal, and complained about Haridas Thakur and his ecstasies. He had seen that people were flocking around Haridas, seeing him to be a great saint. And he said, Haridas is a Muslim, but he follows the religion of the Hindus. Please call him and consider his case.
Hearing the words of the sinful Kazi, the sinful king immediately ordered that Haridas be arrested without delay. My dear devotees, Haridas was not even afraid of death personified. What to speak of a few Muslims, rulers. As he was brought to the court of the king, Haridas chanted the name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When the pious people heard about this, they became distressed in their hearts. Before his hearing at the court of the king, Haridas Thakur was brought to the prison. There were all kinds of good people who had been imprisoned by the king under false claims. When they heard that Haridas would come, they were happy at heart and persuaded the guards to let them see Haridas in a private prison darshan. When Thakur Haridas saw the prisoners, he glanced mercifully upon them. Seeing the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, all the prisoners devotedly offered obeisances to him and asked him for a blessing. Haridas Thakur mercifully smiled and said, Taka taka ekono ocha jena rupa. Stay, stay as you are now. The prisoners were shocked. Oh no, we don't want to stay in prison. He expected to become free either today or tomorrow. But you have condemned us to stay longer. Haridas mercifully smiled at them. You have not understood the meaning of the blessings I gave, and therefore you are lamenting. I never award inauspicious benedictions. Carefully try to understand a second time. Now your minds are fixed on Krishna. You pray, Krishna, Rakshamang, Pahimang. This is God. Let your mind stay that way forever. That's what I meant when I said, stay, stay as you are now. Your present state of mind is auspicious for you because you have received the opportunity to cultivate Krishna consciousness. There's no material enjoyment which diverts you. Therefore, always remain engaged in chanting Krishna's names. Here you have no envy, no trouble from others, so you can humbly chant and think of Krishna. If you again return to material enjoyment by bad association, you will forget everything about Krishna. Then Haridas Thakur spoke up. He spoke with words which were as cutting as a sword. Listen to his words, my dear devotees. They might cut through the fog surrounding our own souls. Haridas Thakur said, prisoners, one cannot achieve love for Krishna as long as he is engaged in sense gratification. You should know for certain that Krishna is far away from such persons. The mind that is absorbed in material enjoyment is a great disturbance. The nature of material enjoyment is that one makes the same mistake again and again. Therefore, I did not mean stay here in prison, but rather stay free from thoughts of material enjoyment. That's a real prison. And always chant the name of Hari. Don't worry. I guarantee you that within 2 or 3 days, you will be freed. After offering the prisoners his best wishes, Haridas Thakur was ready to go to the king. Oh, my dear devotees, it was a deep discussion. Haridas Thakur was charged by the king to have given up his old religion and taken on a new religion. Why have you converted? Said the king. But Haridas Thakur laughed and laughed and laughed. There is no conversion. You are in Maya, he said to the king. Listen, dear sir, the Supreme Lord of all is one without a second. The Hindus and Muslims differentiate the Lord only by name. But in the spiritual vision, the Lord is one. And on the discussion went. The king was swayed over. He could see this is a great saint. He did not intend to harm him. But there was this other voice, the sinful Katsi, who, by his constant blackmailing of Haridas, forced the king to finally pronounce the cruel judgment. Stop chanting, or we will have you executed. We'll whip you on 22 streets of the town. My dear devotees, do you know what is whipping? Do you know what is Islamic whipping? There are 2 types of Islamic whipping. One is with a hand like this. This is not so painful. But the other is with the more leverage, when the hand goes like, the arm goes like this. And the, is it called leverage? Pwah, that's intense when you get a full beating. No, this is not nothing. It means sure death. When Haridas Thakur heard this, he pronounced his famous verse, which is the guideline of all Nam Bhaktas. Kanda kanda hai deha jaya jadi prana tabu ami vadanena shadi harina. Listen to this verse. Even if my body is cut into pieces and I give up my life, I will never ever give up the chanting of the Lord's holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Dear devotees, since Krishna always protects his devotees, nothing happened to Haridas. He remained in full ecstasy during the entire ordeal. The beatings came lashing down on his soft body. He didn't feel anything except for the ecstasy of chanting the holy names in utter surrender. Later, he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke about the event, the ordeal. He said, Haridas, while you were beaten by the sinful Muslims, I wanted to come down from Vaikuntha and cut them all to death with my Sudarshan Chakra. But you kept praying, my Lord, you said, forgive these people. I couldn't do anything because I'm bound to my devotee. Do you know, Haridas, what I did at that time? Haridas looked at the Lord with tears of love, and the Lord turned around, and on his golden body, streaks and streams and wounds and cuttings and this and that, everything was visible. Yes, my dear devotees, you have heard properly and understood. Haridas Thakur was protected by the Lord who took all the beatings upon himself. Krishna. Srila Prabhupada had said that for those who chant the holy name, they are on the list of Krishna. And Krishna keeps them in his heart. Later, Haridas Thakur was asked by the Brahmanas of Fulia, why did this happen to you? Why were you so cruelly treated? Listen to what Haridas told them. Don't feel sorry for me. It's because I have heard blasphemy of the Lord. That's why I was punished. Whatever happened to me was for my benefit. The Lord has relieved me of my great offense by awarding me a token punishment. One who hears blasphemy of Lord Vishnu is sent to the hell known as Kumbhipaka. And with my sinful ears I heard so much blasphemy of the Lord. Therefore the Lord has given me an appropriate punishment so that I may not commit such sins in the future. What humility! He had not done any offense. What sign of Trinadapi Sunichena. This is why he is the Namacharya. We will request our Bada Haridas Prabhu to take his seat before the harmonium and once more chant the glories of Thakur Haridas. Visit Haridas Thakur's Leela. Pray to Haridas Thakur and you will overcome all the difficulties on your own personal journey back home, back to Godhead. Please repeat after me. Jaya Jaya Prabhu Mora. Thakur Haridasa. Ye Karila Harinamaya. Mahima Prakasha. All glories. All glories. To our Master Thakur Haridas, who manifested the greatness of the holy name among all the devotees of Gaura. Haridas is simply the best. Singing the glories of Haridas' character, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself cried. Yes. Hare Krishna. Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.